We had not a match upon us, and yet we must know. Monsieur de Chagny broke the glass of his watch and felt the two hands. He questioned the hands of the watch with his fingertips, going by the position of the ring of the watch. Judging by the space between the hands, he thought it might be just 11 o'clock. But perhaps it was not the 11 o'clock of which we stood in dread. Perhaps we had still 12 hours before us. Suddenly, I exclaimed, "Hush!" I seemed to hear footsteps in the next room. Someone tapped against the wall. Christine Daae's voice said, "Raoul! Raoul!" We were now all talking at once on either side of the wall. Christine sobbed. She was not sure that she would find Monsieur de Chagny alive. The monster had been terrible, it seemed, had done nothing but rave, waiting for her to give him the yes which she refused. And yet she had promised him that yes if he would take her to the torture chamber. But he had obstinately declined and had uttered hideous threats against all the members of the human race. At last, after hours and hours of that hell, he had that moment gone out, leaving her alone to reflect for the last time. "Hours and hours! What is the time now? What is the time, Christine?"
"It is 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock, all but 5 minutes."
"But which 11 o'clock?
"The 11 o'clock that is to decide life or death. He told me so just before he went. He is terrible. He is quite mad. He tore off his mask and his yellow eyes shot flames. He did nothing but laugh. He said, 'I give you 5 minutes to spare your blushes. Here,' he said, taking a key from the little bag of life and death, 'here is the little bronze key that opens the two ebony caskets on the mantelpiece in the Louis Philippe room. In one of the caskets you will find a scorpion, in the other a grasshopper, both very cleverly imitated in Japanese bronze. They will say yes or no for you. If you turn the scorpion round, that will mean to me when I return that you have said yes. The grasshopper will mean no.' And he laughed like a drunken demon. I did nothing but beg and entreat him to give me the key of the torture chamber, promising to be his wife if he granted me that request. But he told me that there was no future need for that key and that he was going to throw it into the lake. And he again laughed like a drunken demon and left me. Oh, his last words were, 'The grasshopper. Be careful of the grasshopper. A grasshopper does not only turn, it hops, it hops, and it hops jolly high.' The 5 minutes had nearly elapsed, and the scorpion and the grasshopper were scratching at my brain. Nevertheless, I had sufficient lucidity left to understand that if the grasshopper were turned, it would hop, and with it many members of the human race. There was no doubt but that the grasshopper controlled an electric current intended to blow up the powder magazine. Monsieur de Chagny, who seemed to have recovered all his moral force from hearing Christine's voice, explained to her in a few hurried words the situation in which we and all the opera were. He told her to turn the scorpion at once,